Please proceed, we can hear you.
Madam Chair, today we are discussing a long-standing problem which remains acute. Recent events have confirmed that a main factor in the dissemination of hate speech on social media is the exacerbation of inter-ethnic and inter-confessional conflicts, the radicalization in society, the activity of nationalistic parties and neo-Nazi organizations. Hate speech is an indicator of dysfunction in inter-ethnic relations, of a policy of discrimination against the rights and interests of minorities. One clear example is the situation in the Baltic countries, where over several decades the Russian-speaking minority were treated like second-class citizens. Negative stereotypes and demonization of the Russian language citizens in Ukraine are widespread, in particular on the internet, and this is exemplified by the site Peacemaker, which not only publishes information relating to representatives of minorities, but also calls for reprisals against them. Such sites are supported by the official Ukrainian government, and that is unacceptable. We can see that the recent events in the center of Europe have shown that aggression and acts of violence in responding to acts of or hate speech and intolerance of culture and religion have emerged precisely in those countries which refuse to strike a balance between the freedom of expression and its limits. We believe that it is extremely important to regulate offline and online speech of that nature, in particular in the media and the social media. Thank you very much.